కంగజునారతి తెలి సిద్ధై జాజాలి బీజుతీరపేక్షణీయా తత్రాతిదాక్షాతి బల్లవశ
హరే కృష్ణ. వెన్ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ వెన్ టు ద వెస్ట్ హీ స్పోక్ వన్ వెరీ ఎర్లీ డే లెక్చర్ ఆన్ ద హరే కృష్ణ మహామంత్ర. దాన్ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ సేస్ ద మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ మహామంత్ర హీ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్స్ ఓ మదర్ హరా ప్లీజ్ ఎంగేజ్ మీ ఇన్ ద సర్వీస్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ హరి ప్లీజ్ పిక్ మీ అప్ from this world of suffering and engage me in the service of Lord Hari. So this is the meaning of this mantra, Prabhupada explains. So who is Mother Hara? It is Srimati Radharani. Just like we see sometimes a child, in the morning he gets up and he is passing stool and urine in the floor and he is rolling on it, and when it is stinking, he is crying, or sometimes he is beating on the stool and urine, creating a messy situation there. And then the mother, seeing the crying child, she comes, she wakes up the child, she picks up the child, she cleanses the place, takes him to the bathroom, bathes him in lukewarm water, and then wraps his body with a napkin and brings him back and puts powder all over his body and ties his hair at the top and puts nice dress for him, and then puts a kajal in his eyes. And then the child is very happy, neat and clean. Just as mother nurses a child, similarly, Srimati Radharani, she is the divine mother. Mahatmanastu mam partha daivim prakritim ashritaha. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, if one wants to go back to spiritual world, one should take shelter of the internal potency of the Supreme God. The internal potency is Srimati Radharani. External potency is Durga Devi. So Radharani has a lotus in her hand, whereas Durga has a trishul in her hand. So right now we are in Durga's abode. So we are getting the threefold miseries of Adhyatmika, Adhibhautika, Adhidevika. But when we take shelter of Radharani, she will pick us up and engage us in the service of Lord Krishna. Just like this naughty child was bathed and cleansed by the mother. Similarly in this world, how are we naughty in this world? Because we are taking the matter in this world, the 24 material elements, and we are creating a messy situation in this world, bringing suffering to ourselves and bringing suffering to others also. Because if we take the material commodities like dhanam, janam, sundaram, everything, and enjoy them, then we suffer. But we take them all, and in the, based on the principle of yukta vairagya, engage it in Lord's service, then we become happy. So the chanting of the Mahamantra itself means, oh Srimati Radharani, please pick me up and offer me some seva at the lotus feet of Krishna, by doing which I can attain the spiritual world and I can attain eternal service opportunity to Krishna. That's the meaning. But although we chant this mantra, we have no power to access even Radharani also. And that is why Radharani is accessed by her sakis like Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, Tunga Vidya, Induleka, and all these different sakis. Next to the sakis are the manjaris, like Rupa Goswami is called Rupa Manjari. And there's Rati Manjari, Vilas Manjari. Similarly, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was Kamala Manjari. So the acharyas in the line, many of them are actually manjaris in spiritual world. So the spiritual master assists the manjaris in spiritual world, and they assist the sakhis, and the sakhis assist Srimati Radharani. In this way, the ascending service and descending mercy can be experienced in the life of a devotee. Now, the spiritual master offers varieties of engagements for us, seva engagements, like go out and distribute books, go out and preach, and bring the suffering souls to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to the lotus feet of Sri Radha and Krishna. So all we need to do is to carry the instructions of Guru on our head and execute those instructions, because they are non-different from serving Radha and Krishna directly. Because we have no access to Radha and Krishna. But if we assist Guru, Guru has a role in the material world where he has a sadhana deha, but he also has a role in spiritual world which is called siddha deha. In his Siddha Deha, he is serving the Manjaris and Sakhis and Shrimati Radharani. In his Sadhana Deha, we have access to him. We can see him, we can touch his feet, we can assist him, we can hear his good instructions. So in this way, because Guru is in connection with this world also, that world also, we are very fortunate to have such a connection with the person. So he can take services from spiritual world and give us in the material world here. And we can do the services and he can take the good services done by us and pass it to the spiritual world. In this way, Guru acts as a perfect representative of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna in Guru Parampara. And that is why it is said, Sampradaya Vihinaye Mantrastvam Nishvala Mataha, it is said. Even the chanting of Hare Krishna should be done in Guru Parampara. We have to receive it in Guru Parampara and we have to chant. Same with Seva also. Like when we offer Seva, there may be some contamination in our service because we want name, fame, glory also. We have some fruitive mentality. Still Guru is kind enough to accept our service. But then when he passes it up in the Parampara, he purifies the contamination and makes it purer. And then it becomes offerable to Radha and Krishna. In this way, Nikunja Yuno Ratikeli Siddhyai means he is actually a great expert in engaging in the service of the divine couple Radha and Krishna. And we have no expertise, but we are allowed to become apprentice under the guidance of Guru. Just like in a company when you join, you become apprentice under a boss who teaches you what to do, how to do. You simply follow him, then you become perfect. Similarly, by following in the footsteps of Guru, eventually we will become perfect. To such a spiritual master who connects our kaya, vacha, manasa services to the divine couple who are not easily approachable with our limited understanding. We offer our humble obeisances at his lotus feet so that by serving him, we are ultimately serving Radha and Krishna. Hare Krishna.